The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Nidadav Chov Zayin. We have in front of us, besides for the Nidoinim of Vlad, Legabi being Metame, a woman, Legabi being Mechaiver to bring a korban, and the Mishnayis in front of us, the Sugis deal with different Suras of Avlad, not everything that comes out of the woman's body, which could have been a viable pregnancy, and it comes out and it's not, she was Mapil, not everything is Metame, it has to be with the Suras of Avlad, and all the cases that are discussed back and forth, the technical case that are discussed. Another factor to factor in that's discussed over here in the Mishnah is Kovov Kov Zayin, is the idea of a Shilyo. Shilyo is the embryonic sac, and in the words of Chazal, in Shilyo beloy Vlad, there's no such thing as a embryonic sac which does not have in it some type of Tzuras of Vlad. The question is whether that Vlad was Nimuach, what came out, you can't check, because it doesn't have a Tzuras of Vlad, maybe it crumbled inside her, pregnancy was not viable, so it fell apart. But it was in pregnancy, so it came out. It is called a Leda, it's not called a Leda. And the question is, if the Shilyo came out, and only a Miktas of the Vlad came out, one of the questions that's discussed over here, that's really also a Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Yud Aleph, is a case where a Shilyo came out of the woman's body, and there's a Miktas Vlad that comes out of the Shilyo on one day, and the next day the other part comes out. The question is, when is it called that the Leda took place? When could we look at it, Ein Shilyo b'lo Vlad? And now the question is, if there is a Vlad, so the question is, how do we see the Vlad, when was it born? And the Gemara in Bava Kama emphasizes that the reason why the halachas have to be machmir, she has to be machmir both tzedonim. First of all, maybe she gave birth, maybe the Tumas Leda was Chal al yaday the miscarriage on Sunday. Maybe it was Chal on Monday. If it was Chal on Sunday, so she has to count Yom Tmeim from Sunday. She has to bring a carbon, but she has to wait the carbon, the cheshbon on Monday. But then again, if later on, let's throw another piece in, a woman who is a Yoledes has 7 and 14 days of Tum, depending on Zohar Nekev, and over here she's going to have to be Machmir, because it's not Nikud Tzuras of Lad. The days after Tumas Yoledes are Yumei Toihar, where the Dam, we'll discuss this in Mitzvah Hashem, how this plays itself out Halacha Lamaisa today, but in the Din Deraisa Dam Torah, the Dam that's there for a number of days until she becomes eligible to bring a carbon and she's finished with her Tkufas HaYoledes is Dam Toihar, it's Dam Yoledes, it's not Metamin. So if we have a woman who has what's a Sufik, a Zohar Nekeva Sufik, which day the Leda took place. So we have her on Aleph Chodesh. It could be that her Tumah, her real Tumah of Tumas Yoledes, is 7 days. Could be 14. Maybe it was a Zohar, maybe Nekev. But then we have to add in, if it was 7 days, so then she has another 33 days, which is still part of her Yoledes period until she can bring a carbon. And in that case, what we have is Dam Torah for 33 days. If she gave birth to an akeva, so the actual Tumas Yoledes is 14 days, the Dam Torah is another 66 days. So what happens, let's say she had a Riyaz Dam a month and a half later. She had a Riyaz Dam on day 50 from when this questionable Leda took place, this questionable miscarriage. So we have a question. If she gave birth to an akeva, so then the Dam is Dam Torah. If she gave birth to a Zohar, her status as Yoledes is done. She is no longer Yoledes. She's a regular woman, that's Dam Nida. So would we be Mitam or not? Now, another question we could ask ourselves is, which day, right? So if it was on day 14, if it was on day 8, is what she's seeing on day 33, is what she's seeing Dam Nida, so then we have to cheshbon with Yumei Ziva. There could be all sorts of sveikos that are chal. The Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Yud Aleph puts it quite clearly, that since Ein Shilyo B'loy Vlad, so Mamela, all we're left with is a Sufik. There was definitely a Leda. The question is only whether it took place on day 1 or day 2, Sunday or Monday. So you have to be Choshish, you have to take the loose end, the Chumras, of both ends. That's the Gemara. Rashi points out that the reason why, Rashi with the above account, that the reason why we have to say Ein Shilya B'loi Vlad, because if there would be a possibility that there's no Vlad, so then we have a suffix if we start counting and how we start counting from day one, day two, plus we have a suffix, maybe there was no Vlad B'chlal. So Mela, on the first day, you have two Sveikas. A, maybe there was no Vlad. B, even if there was a Vlad, maybe the Vlad only came out on the second day because the whatever came out of her body in the embryonic sac came out only on the second day. Ravivit came out on the second day. So we have a Svek. The Lashon of Rashi is Kuli Hai Loi Chashina Dineima Tre Chumri Dilma Nafke V'Rav Nafke. We're not Choshish so much to say that there's two chumris, to place on her two chumris. First of all, maybe a roiv came out, and maybe it was a vlad. Toisvis, by also chavav of beis on the bottom, di bramasko hamapelas, as well as toisvis and bavakam, who speaks out more by richus, understands that the definition, the dynamic of this halacha is what we call b'chal ha-derekula, svek sveka. You have on the first day, you want to know if a woman, the marshal, touched taish, she touched a barrel of wine, that's truma. And you want to know, does it become truma tmeya? So Tay says, this svek sveka. A, maybe she gave birth. Maybe there's a shilya b'loi vlad. Maybe there's a shilya with a vlad. B, maybe the vlad only came out on the second day. So maybe she's not metame on the first day. That's Tay's understanding. Tay's, based on his understanding, grapples with a few problems. Tay says, if you want to call this a svek svek, you have a svek svek, or whether tome tor, tome on which day, on the first day you have a svek svek, on the second day you only have a suffix, because the later definitely took place. The question is, if there was a vlad, then it definitely took place by the second day. The second day is definitely tome. The question of svek svek would be on the first day. Frek toisvis, tuma, tahara, depends. If you're b'shus harabim, sveke tor, why do you need a svek svek? If it's b'shus ha yochid, so then why could you be makel if you have a svek sveko? The halach is mufurish, that sofek tumma b'shus ha-yochid, kol svekish ha-tiyochel la-harbois, the din is tummy, even svek sveko is tummy. So Tosis answers a one-liner, which is extremely important, is le-inyin bayla medabim. We're talking, Tosis brings it by us. Also, we're talking legabi, the halachas of svek sveka, how to calculate and which day to calculate from, are talking legabi isa lebailo, not legabi tumet harid. There is no klal of sofek tumet b'shus ha'yachad or b'shus ha'ram legabi isa nido lebailo. We already brought in the first parak that the Shev Shmaitzer brings out emphatically from this Tosis that the isa of nido lebailo is an isa erva, even though it's based on the same Mitzius of Dam Nido, it's not Tuma, it's not an outgrowth of Tuma, it's Erva. The Ned Yehuda, we spoke at Barichu, speaks about this. There's an Issa Erva, it's part of Pash Zarayis, with all the result in Halacha. Zalacha of Yichud, Nalacha of Kirva, and all the Halachas of Dine Arayis. We spoke at then. Then Ma'id Yitochen, the Erva is predicated on the Tuma. That's the raid, B'negeh to the Etzem Diburim of Taisus. What's interesting is that Rashi in Bava Kama Daf Yud Aleph, Dibur Amaskol, the Ein Miksa Shilya B'loi Vlad, when he speaks out the above mentioned piece, the Kuli Hai Loi Machmirinon, he speaks out that there's two reasons to be Mekel on the first day. He says Kuli Hai Loi Chashinon L'Tamei Tahirus. He Mufurish says that we're not talking about this Silbali, it's talking about Tahirus. So Hodra Kushi L'Duchte, Kama V'Gam Nitzova, the Tekash of Taisus is very shver. Why don't you have the Kololim of Svek Sveka? See, here we have a vort, it's worth saying over, from Reb Nochum Petzovich Zatzal Demir Roshiv. It's printed up in the Chedusha Reb Nochum on Bava Kama. It's really, the theme was developed by Reb Nochum more elaborately in a Sheik Klolin Ksubas David Beis, and it's an important idea in Gidrei Svekas, and I'd like to share it with the Olam. The point is this, the Svek Sveka could be looked at in one of two ways. It could be understood that normally you have a suffix and has the resultant need to be machmir, suffix deraisa lukumra. We have a klal, which svekas we go lukula, there's roiv, there's chazaka. Then there's something called svek sveka. The one way of understanding is that each suffix stands on its own, and then there's somewhat of a roiv tzad. The Lashon of the Rashba in the Tshuva, famous Tshuva of Rashba, is where he equates the din of svek sveka to a roiv. But then there's another, what's roiv? Roiv of what? It's not roiv of 51 people are like this and 49 people are like that. It's not a poll. It's not an election. What it is that in order to be able to paskin on the din in front of us, we have to deal with the possibilities. Roiv of the possibilities point in the direction of Tahara. She's standing on the first day on Sunday. She might have miscarried. She might have not. Maybe the shuli has a vlad. Maybe the shuli doesn't have a vlad. Again, the theoretical tzad, if yei shuli b'loi vlad. And then there's a seventh zone. Even if she gave birth, even if she miscarried, was the miscarriage completed today, in which case she'd be tummy today, or no, tomorrow. Roiv the tzadim in front of us point in the direction of today being a yom shel hetter. That's one way of understanding. Another way of understanding is to understand that Sufik is a relative term. How much doubt makes us have a halachic imperative that we have to be machmir? There's a limit, Chazal defined that there's a limit to how much a sufik is mechayev us to be machmir. What's that limit? The limit is when there's a clear sufik in front of us. When the sufik is a sufik of a sufik, the Lashon of Rashi doesn't use the Lashon, it's important to point out above a Kama Daf Yud Aleph, of Svek Sveko. There are places in Chazal, in Rishonim, where the term Svek Sveko is used. Rashi doesn't say, Kuli hai loy cheshinon. That means that in the definition of a suffix in front of us, when the suffix is based on one hanoch, it's based on one assumption, then another assumption, that already doesn't make us, in halacha, have an imperative to be machmir misafik. It's not based on two sveikos and roiv of the tzodin are also. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is l'gabi the above-mentioned shayla of suffix tum b'shusayach, suffix tum b'shusayach. We've said over that the rationale, the understanding of why Svek Sveka B'Shus HaYochid is Tomei is because if the Torah created a new Mitzius called Sofik Kivadai, normally a Sofik is an open-ended question. Legabi Soita, Sofik Kivadai, Sofik Tum B'Shus HaYochid, we take a Sofik and we turn it to a Vada, you have to be Machme. It's not that you have to be Machme with Din Sofik, it's a Din Vada. If that's true, each Sofik is Gepaskin. Each sofik is gepasin. There's no roif tzodim. Each sofik kishola atzmoi already has a psak halacha to be machmir. So you can't put two and two together to equal one side out of four. You'll never have a roif tzodim. But if you have a svek sveko, which is not two svekos that are put together, but just look at the situation. Do you have a woman and a miktsas shulya came out of her body today? Do we see a leida? The reason to assume a leida is only based on a few assumptions. Who says you have to put that together to create a indication of Sofik Bifoneinu? When you have two legitimate Sveikos, we'll give an example of how that plays itself out. One of the areas of Halacha Svek Sveikos is like having meat that was mixed together. We have one Sofik, a Shoichid shechted an animal. He checked the knife afterwards. After he shechted animal A, then he shechted animal B. After he shechted animal B, so he found that there was a nick in the knife. It's not clear if that happened in the process of shechting the second animal or the first animal. It could be the first animal is already in Avela. On the other hand, maybe not. Maybe it only happened the second. We have a sofik. Meat from the first animal was mixed in with another kosher shipment. So here we have two svekas. And you took a piece of meat out of that pile. There's two svekas. The sofik is, A, when you took a piece out of that mixture, which piece of meat did you pick up? That's a suffix on a teruvus. Then there's another suffix. There's a suffix on an animal, a story that happened an hour ago, with a shechita, with a knife. You don't know which animal was rendered in a vela. Those two svekas have nothing to do with each other. The svek sveka over there would be a conglomeration of tzodim, in which you have a suffix with another suffix with another suffix. So you have roiv tzodim paskening to go lekula. The suffix in front of us means you have a woman, a shulya left her. A shulya itself is innocent. If yei shulya b'loi vlad, so shulya doesn't mean that there was a tumor there. Yet tomorrow there is a certain amount of vlad that came out. She was mapul, she miscarried, a certain amount of vlad. So now we have to clear, we have to ask ourselves. On Sunday, the first day, did the shulya indicate tumor? That suffix is a weiter suffix. It's a further chash because it's based on making assumptions. Kuli hai loy cheshinu. We don't need to be mitzarev. Stodei Sveko is to put together a Svek Svek. Based on that understanding, we can understand that the only Svek Sveko where it's Tomei B'Shusayachid is only where each Sofik is Gepaskid Vadai. So then you can't put the two of them together to make a Roiv Tzadim. However, if we're dealing with, look at the situation in front of us. Does this create a reality of real Sof? You have to go to Chumra. We say, no, it's a Vaita Tzad, it's a Tzad Rochoik. Anachnu, we're not Mechuyiv to be Choshish for that Tzad. If that's the case, so then that's not Mutame. So Rashi has a subtle understanding over here that this Svek Sveika would not be considered Kuli Hai Loi Cheshinon. It's not Svek Sveika. It's Kuli Hai Loi Cheshinon. In that case, even B'shus HaYachid, it would be Tohor. We'll bring another example where these two types of Svek Sveikas play themselves out with a Chilak HaLoch HaLamayisa. Rashi and Ksubis Dav Bezim and Aleph, the discussion over there is about the responsibility of a husband to make sure that that his marriage is lalocha, if there was a chashash that maybe she was mezana. And one of the cases over there by Eishes Yisrael, without getting into the details, is the case of Eishes Yisrael is that there's a svek sveka, even if she theoretically was nevelas, maybe it was taktov, ene taktov, maybe it was barotz and bonus. In any case, there's a svek sveka. And Rashi says still the halacha is he's mechuyev to use the mechanism of, if he has to go to Beis Din. And the way that Achroinim understand why not be soimich on Svek Sveka, Svek Sveka is always a reason to be make, or why lechatchila does he have to go to Beis Din to be Mavar? And they understand that there's a principle that, which is something in Halacha in many places, where even if you have in place a vehicle which would be Matir Esophic, if it's possible lechatchila, b'mokim de'ika levruri one is mechuyiv. Classic example would be checking for bugs. The vegetables that we know today suffer from periodic infestation. We're not talking about something which is becheskas infested, like broccoli. We're talking about something which has periodic infestation, you're mechuyev to check. L'cha'oira, there's a roiv. If something is only periodic, there's a roiv, then it's not infested. Why are you mechuyev to check? Because even though there's a roiv, the poskim said, l'chatchila v'tshayach to be boidik, v'mochem de'efshi, you're mechuyev to be boidik. What level of sofik is mechayiv yubidika? What's called miut hamotzui? Miut hamotzui is a discussion. How much is that? 1%? Is it 5%? 10%? Is it not even totally in percentages? It's just totally in what meets the eye. That's a question. Legabe bidikas teloim. In any case, legabe svek sveko. So Rashi seems to indicate that one is mechayiv to be mevar if possible. Ask the Chem de Shlema, the classic Sefer Chem de Shlema, one of the Gedolei Achronim, in Ksumas Dabez on the Rashi, says, I have a foolish, a klal in Poskim that says that even Svek Sveko ain't a tzorich levar, it's better than when there's a roiv. He brings a case in the Ramon Yeridei Simakuf Yud, Siftes, talking about over there, a chicken was taken from the Shoichit. One came home with the chicken, found that the wing of the bird was broken. A wing of a bird in the Poskim is a sofik. It could be the break itself doesn't render that the oif doesn't render the chicken a trefa, but if it was broken at a certain angle, it could have punctured the side of the lung going into the body. So that's something that has to be nivdak. But when you find it only la hashkita, so you have a svek sveka. Sofik, maybe it was before the shkita, maybe the wing punctured after the shkita, the reflex against the shkita of the dead bird. And even if the wing was punctured, even if the wing was broken, b'chayeo of the oif, shemo, it didn't puncture the lung. What's the difference? You're not mechuyev to open up you're not mechuyev to make a full bedika me'ikar adin on the lung. What happened to the klal of svek svekot b'mochem d'yochel avar? That's the chem d'shloim is kasha on Rashi. Where we're explaining these two types of svek svekas. There's two svekos where there's two legitimate svekos, and you want to make a tziruf, a conglomerate of the two, so you put the two together in order to make roiv tzadim. That is a legitimate sofik. You could be mevar, you have a roiv tzadim, but lemaisin is a sofik v'vanenu. If you're able to, you're mechuyev to be mevar. There's another type of sofik, where the sofik in front of us doesn't render a shame sofik. We see something, it's not cause for alarm. There's, the tzad that it's something legitimate to be worried about is too far away to give it the halachic status of a sofik that you mechuyev to be machmir.
In that case, you're not mechuyev to be mevar. Even b'makom diyokel mevar. That's only halacha on a sofik. You're mechuyev to do away with the sofik with your own bidika, if possible. But that's only when it's a sofik, not when the svek sveker renders it not a sofik at all. Mamish the same nekuda that we're bringing out to explain between the Rashi and the Tosfos legabe this klal of svek sveker.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.